January 16th. Daryl has joined the Milton Falls Modern Quilt Guild. As soon as he told me this morning, I texted Sheila. Lunch at Barb's Barbecue. High noon. That's our international distress signal. We only go to Barb's in cases of emergency, when we really need the calories. I'll be there, she texted back. You can count on me. He joined a guild? Sheila asked as soon as we sat down, tilting her head as though confused. I know he's enjoying the quilting thing, but a guild? Not just any guild, I reminded her. The Milton Falls Modern Quilt Guild. Well, I've heard it's a very nice group, Sheila assured me. Carol Woolsey is a member. I shook my head in disbelief. How many guilds does Carol Woolsey belong to? Sheila started ticking off names. The Milton Falls Modern Guild, the Milton Falls Evening Stars, the Central Ohio Textile Artist Circle, and maybe the Columbus City Limits Quilters? She might have stopped going to their meetings, though, because of the traffic. Of course she's in the Peacemakers, but we meet the same night as the Modern Guild, so she's been alternating between the two. All I know is that ever since she got divorced last year, she's signed up for every fiber-related club in the Tri-County area. Well, ask her if there are any other men at the Modern Guild, I told her, chewing on a hush puppy. Not that Daryl would care if he was the only one. He's very comfortable in the company of women, Sheila agreed. But not too comfortable. That's not what I'm saying. I know what you're saying, I assured her. He has two older sisters. He's been well trained. Sheila piled some more slaw onto her pulled pork sandwich. So, do you think he's interested in modern quilts because of Katie? Maybe. I think it's a combination of factors, actually. There's the design angle, the mid-century modern thing. It suits Daryl's love of clean lines and lack of clutter. That makes sense, given he's a math guy, Sheila said, handing me a paper napkin. You've got barbecue sauce on your chin, honey. So tell me, what's your real problem with Daryl joining a guild? I shrugged. I don't know if I have a problem, honestly. I just feel like he's, well, invading your space. A little bit? I sighed. You think I'd be happy that my husband is interested in what I'm interested in. And it's not like he's joining my guild. I mean, can you imagine? I'm a certain way at guild. Not like I'm a totally different person at guild, but I'm something. You're sassier, Sheila informed me. A little silly sometimes. You're more like you were in high school. I was an idiot in high school, I reminded her. I dated guys like Mark Herndon. Oh, we were all idiots in high school, but you were a really fun idiot. When you're with Daryl, well, you're a wife and a mom. A good wife and a good mom, but not as fun as you are in guild. Less prone to playing pranks on people. I nodded. It's true. Guild brings out the prankster in me. Sheila reached over and grabbed a hush puppy from my plate. You and Daryl have one of the best marriages I know. You support each other. You take care of each other. But you've always had your own things. You've always given each other space. Now that he's retired, things are going to be less spacey. I think it's great he's taking up quilting, although you know this featherweight machine thing is going to become an obsession, right? It already is, I said. He's got an eye on a Singer Featherweight 221 he found on eBay, made in 1933 and in mint condition. He's such a guy, Sheila said, shaking her head. Plus, he's researching quilt history, I told her. It's all we talk about at dinner these days. Such a guy, Sheila repeated. I felt better after lunch. It was like going to confession or therapy. I always thought Sheila would have made a great therapist. Instead, she managed a bridal shop and raised four daughters on her own after her husband left her for another woman. That happened nearly 20 years ago, and I still want to hunt Kevin down and beat him with a stick. Okay, Marnie, let's walk that back. I am a nonviolent person and a former third grade teacher, but I still feel angry about what Kevin did. A woman like Sheila should have been treated like a queen, not an old Kleenex discarded as casually as, well, an old Kleenex. I've tried to fix her up on blind dates over the years, but she won't have it. She's got work, she's got daughters, she's got quilts. Her life is full, she says. But it could be fuller, couldn't it? Doesn't it have a man-sized space in it? A space in the shape of a good man. A kind man. A man that looks a lot like Harrison Ford. Maybe I should make it one of my New Year's resolutions to find that man and deliver him to Sheila's doorstep. Yes, I'll add that to my list. Lose 20 pounds, exercise more, finish this year's Block of the Month quilt, and fix Sheila up with Prince Charming. Or Han Solo. Either will do. January 19th. Some big news today. Big news. I can't tell anyone. Not even Sheila. This is going to be tough. Okay, here goes. When Jessica came over this afternoon and told me that she and Sam were thinking about going on a second honeymoon, I thought they were looking for an excuse to get a little time away from the twins. I wouldn't blame them. Not that Tyler and Taylor aren't wonderful boys. Really, they couldn't be more adorable, especially now that Taylor is over his biting phase. But they're three, and three is hard, much harder than two, in my opinion. Besides that, now that Jessica's back at work part-time, she's more stressed than ever. If you ask me, she should go back to work full-time. I know that's an unpopular opinion in some circles, but the fact is Jessica loves her job as a health educator. She loves going to retirement communities and sorority houses and middle schools to talk about wellness and mindfulness and how important it is to wash your hands to stop the spread of colds and flus and COVID. It makes her really happy, and a happy mom is the best kind of mom there is. Besides, I worked full-time and raised two kids, and they both turned out fine. Of course, it helped that I taught third grade and the kids went to my school for the first 6 years of their education. After the last bell rang, they came to my classroom and drew or did their homework or helped with little jobs like stapling papers together until I was ready to go home. Boy, did Katie ever love stapling. Anyway, Jessica came over with the boys this afternoon after she picked them up from daycare. They'd both made pictures for Pop-Pop and wanted to give them to him in person. At first, I suspected that the real reason Jessica stopped by was that she needed someone to make her a snack before she went home and cooked dinner. Or she knew that if she hung out here for a while, Sam would get home first and he'd have to start dinner. Jessica and Sam subscribe to a meal box service, and whoever gets home first on the days they're both working is in charge of pulling the box out of the fridge, reading the enclosed directions, and putting the meal together. Daryl thinks a meal box subscription is a waste of money. How hard is it to boil spaghetti and heat up some sauce? But I think meal boxes are brilliant if you can afford them. Sure, spaghetti is easy, cheap, and it tastes good, but you can't eat it every night. Or you can. But as the Fetzer family learned over the years, You can also come to hate spaghetti with a passion verging on the operatic. We're thinking about going to the Caribbean, Jessica told me as she dipped a carrot into a bowl of ranch dressing. Somewhere affordable where we can relax for a few days. We're looking at the third week of February. I carried a container of hummus to the kitchen table. Will your mom take care of the boys? Jessica crunched on her carrot a moment before replying. Well, I've brought it up with her. And I sat down across from Jessica. I was only asking to be polite. I already knew the answer. Jessica's mom, Abby, is not the kind of grandmother who takes the kids for a long weekend or even a long afternoon. You know, Mom, Jessica said with a sheepish shrug. She's got a lot going on. She and Billy are thinking about spending February and March in Florida. Billy's son has a house in St. Petersburg, but he travels all the time, so they'd mostly have the place to themselves. You could drop off the boys with them in Florida, I suggested. The twins would love the beach. Jessica sighed. Billy's not great with kids. I mean, he likes kids. She stopped herself. No, he doesn't. He doesn't hate kids. He just doesn't. Okay, he hates kids. That's too bad, I said. And no fun for your mom either. To be honest, Marnie, my mom is still having a hard time accepting the fact that she's a grandmother, Jessica told me, stabbing another carrot into the ranch dressing. I mean, she's only 54, which is young these days when it comes to having grandkids. A lot of her friends still have children in high school. 54 is young for grandkids these days, I agreed, keeping my tone neutral. Mom really does love the boys, Jessica insisted. But I think she'd rather be their fun aunt than their granny. In all honesty, I'm not Abby's biggest fan. Like a lot of former prom queens, Jessica's mom is having a hard time with growing older. She's still an attractive woman. I mean, what I wouldn't give for those cheekbones. And she can still turn heads when she walks into a room, especially if the room is dimly lit. But like a lot of women who were great beauties in their younger days, she never bothered to develop a winning personality to go with her winning looks. I think it's fair to say that she's the teeniest bit self-centered. I stood up to grab a seltzer from the fridge. We'll take the boys when you guys go on your trip. Daryl can teach them how to quilt, and then they can teach you. That would be so great, Jessica said, and then to my surprise, her eyes filled with tears. You and Daryl are so, you're just so great, which is when she started to cry. At first, I thought she was feeling sad about how she couldn't depend on her own parents to help out. Her dad lives in California, nice guy, but pretty distant. After a moment, I realized something else was going on. Honey, what is it? I asked, pulling a chair next to hers. Is everything okay? Jessica looked around the room as though she were making sure no one else was there. I'm pregnant, she whispered. And I'm already so tired. I don't know how I can handle another baby, Marnie. How's Sam? I asked, taking her hand and giving it a squeeze. I was trying to keep my own emotions at bay. Another grandbaby! Oh, I could hardly wait to call Sheila and give her the news. But now was not the time to jump up and down with joy. He's over the moon, but he doesn't want to announce it until I'm through the first trimester. So, a month from now. And that's why you're going to the Caribbean? A last hurrah before the pregnancy really takes over? Yeah, Jessica pulled out a tissue from her purse and blew her nose before continuing. Sam thinks a relaxing vacation will help me gear up for what's next. Definitely, I told her. You'll come back feeling great. How do you feel now? Okay, not as sick as I felt with the twins, but still pretty tired. Daryl and I will help you guys as much as we can, I said. We'll take the boys when you need a break, and we can help pay for a full-time preschool. Just then, Taylor ran into the room.
I'm maximum starving, Grammy. Feed me.
Can you say please, please? Jessica prompted.
Please, please feed me, Grammy.
Taylor revised.
Pop, pop says you have animal crackers and I can have as many as I want.
I looked at Jessica. She's pretty serious about limiting the boys' sugar intake, especially late in the afternoon. Maybe some veggies instead, Tay-Tay, Jessica said. And then she rolled her eyes and laughed.
Oh, who cares? Animal crackers for everyone.
I leaned over and kissed Jessica on the top of her head before going to get the animal crackers out of the pantry. I'll admit that there are things my daughter-in-law does that drive me a little bit nuts. She takes the boys to their pediatrician at the drop of a hat, and she's way too worried about gluten. She overdoes it on Christmas and is a wreck by Christmas morning, which means we're all wrecks by Christmas morning. She already has the twins signed up for violin lessons this summer. Who needs violin lessons when they're four? And she's thinking about putting them in a preschool where the teachers only speak French. I could go on. But whenever I start getting irritated, I remember that Jessica's doing everything she can to be a great mom, to be a better mom than the one she had. And anyone can see from these happy, healthy boys that she's doing an amazing job. Plus, she gives me gift cards to the Cozy Quilter for Christmas. So what's not to love? January 20th. Sheila and I met for coffee this morning at the Linway's Diner. She could tell right away that I was keeping something from her. Spill, she said as soon as she slipped out of her coat. When I started to protest I didn't have any news, she rolled her eyes. Oh, please, Marnie, it's all over your face. What's all over my face? I asked, neglecting to make eye contact. I picked up the menu instead. Syrup, probably. Daryl made pecan waffles for breakfast again. I think I've gained 5 pounds since he retired. Boy, the French toast here is so good. Is it too early for brunch? Sheila tapped her fork against the salt shaker. You're stalling, Marnie. I've known you since you were 14, and I know when you're keeping something from me. I looked across the table at my oldest friend. 50 years next September, and I don't think I've ever been able to keep a secret from her. There was no reason to try now. So I spilled my news, and Sheila spilled the glass of water the waitress had just set in front of her. I've got a lap full of ice, and I don't care. That's how excited I am, she exclaimed. A new baby. We've been needing one of those for a while now. 3 years since Taylor and Tyler, I said, counting on my fingers. 4 years since Marco. Almost 5 years since Marco, Sheila corrected me. I hinted around the other day to Grace that Marco might like a baby brother or sister, but she wasn't biting. Marco's very happy being the sole tyrant of our abode, is how she put it. Remember how Grace was always asking to be an only child? I asked as I mixed half and half into my coffee. I always wondered what she hoped you would do. Sell the other three? Sheila snorted. That's exactly what she hoped I would do. And don't think I didn't consider it. Sometimes I wonder how I made it through those years when the girls were little. I couldn't wait for them to become teenagers so they'd stop talking to me. It was a little chaotic, I agreed. Chaotic? Sheila shook her head. It was a war zone. Anyway, I think Marco is it for Grace and Rob. How about Suzzy? Suzzy, Suzanne, is Sheila's oldest daughter.
She's got two kids with her partner, Sarah, and has been dangling the possibility of a third in front of Sheila for a couple of years now. Sheila held up her hands in a who-knows kind of gesture. Sussie likes the idea of three, but Sarah says she's done. Her therapy practice is doing really well, and she and Sussie have finally paid off all the credit card debt. Besides, things are calmer these days, now that Willa is in the third grade and Henry's in first. It's so nice when things start to settle down. I can still remember the night I told Katie it was time for bed, and she went, just like that. Put on her nightgown and brushed her teeth and called out goodnight from the top of the stairs. I felt like a free woman. I didn't feel that way until Carrie went to college, Sheila said. Everyone kept asking me how I was doing after she left, like someone had died. I had to pretend like I was in mourning because all of my children had flown the nest. When you were actually celebrating, with a lot of pizza and Cabernet Sauvignon, if I recall correctly. It was glorious, Sheila said. I gained 7 pounds in 2 weeks, but it was still glorious. The waitress came to refill our coffee, and Sheila ordered a donut. Unlike you, I didn't have pecan waffles for breakfast, she told me. I'm making up for lost calories. You know I'm going to eat half of any donut that lands on this table, I told her. I know, she replied. Maybe I should order two, which is exactly what she did. Thank you so much for listening to Diary of a Mad Quilter and for being a Story Guild subscriber. Keep tuning in for more quilt fiction and more quilty fun.